Yesterday, suicide attack occurred as Prime Minister Sharon and President Bush were meeting at the White House discussing how to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice said that President Bush expressed his condolences to Sharon, calling the bombing a wanton taking of innocent life. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Bush administration is trying to convince Prime Minister Sharon he has little choice but to negotiate with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, whom Israel accuses of sponsoring terrorism. That task is made more difficult by the latest suicide attack, although there is no evidence that Arafat was involved. At a news conference before his hasty departure for Israel last night, Sharon said the attack provides more evidence of Arafat's true intentions. At a news conference with the Israeli Prime Minister yesterday afternoon, President Bush acknowledged his own disappointment in Arafat's leadership. Reporters asked the president if Israel still should negotiate with Arafat.
I'm never going to tell my friend the prime minister what to do on how to handle his business. That's his choice to make. He's a democratically elected official.
A senior administration official says the president and Prime Minister Sharon actually spent little time on the issue of Arafat, devoting much of their 70-minute meeting to what both agree is a need for broad reforms within the Palestinian Authority. In the news conference afterward, Mr. Bush talked about the need for developing a Palestinian constitution, a rule of law, and a treasury that's able to battle corruption. And the president made an announcement that U.S. Envoy George Tenet is returning to the region with an assignment to improve the Palestinian security force.
To help construct the design the construction of a security force, a unified security force that will be transparent and held accountable.
President Bush also reiterated his commitment to a Palestinian state, which he pointedly called Palestine. Reporters then asked Prime Minister Sharon if he also supports a Palestinian state. His answer illustrated just one of the differences between the Israeli and U.S. positions. Sharon said his priority is reform of the Palestinian Authority, not creating a state for the Palestinians.
I think that it is still premature to discuss this issue, seeing that what we have to concentrate now is making every effort that the real reform.
President Bush emphasized that reforming the Palestinian Authority is going to require the help of Arab states to convince the Palestinians that changing the way they do business is vital to realizing their political aspirations.
Look, our job is to convince the Saudis, the Jordanians, the Egyptians, that these reforms are absolutely necessary. And when I say people have got responsibilities, I'm not just saying the Israelis and the Palestinians have responsibilities. I'm saying these leaders.
President Bush is expected to discuss that issue later today when Jordan's King Abdullah visits the White House. Administration officials say they're also talking to other friends and allies in advance of an international meeting on the Middle East that the U.S. and other nations are trying to organize for this summer. President Bush says that internationally, opinion is rallying toward the need for the Palestinian reforms as the world community considers how to meet the Palestinians' need for urgent economic assistance. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.